world or your economy or your body or anything that you are giving your attention to in the midst of feeling that concern or negative emotion. When you feel that negative emotion, while you may not be able to accurately articulate what the source within you thinks about that in precise terms, one thing you know for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, your inner being feels differently about it than you do. And you can take the opposite end of that feeling and know that's how your inner being feels, you see. So when you look out into your world, Esther was sitting on the deck this morning looking out at the ocean, and Jerry was talking about the curvature of the earth, and Esther was sure she could see it. And they were talking about how when you're out in the middle of the ocean and you look all around, you can really tell the stability of this planet. You can feel that the world is round. You can see how it drops off evenly all the way around. It's not short on one side and long on the other. In other words, and Esther was talking about the stability of the planet. Nothing makes her feel more exhilarated and sure of the stability of this time-space reality than to be on a ship out in the middle of the ocean looking at this abundance of water and knowing about its longevity and understanding the stability of this planet. So you can find little pockets of things to fuss and worry about, and goodness knows there are plenty of people out there who are wanting attention who will point out things for you to fuss and worry about. Just know while you're fussing and worrying, you're hanging out there on the edge, on the flimsy edge, without the source, without the resources, without the full connection to who you really are, and that's why you feel the negative emotion. You don't feel fear because your planet is in jeopardy. You feel fear because you're choosing to think a thought about your planet being in jeopardy that the source within you will not think, and when you choose an opposing thought, you separate yourself to some degree from the knowledge that is really you. Understand that and go forth in the confidence and the clarity that is really you. Ask yourself, what does the source within me know about this? And the source within you will tell you again and again and again and again and again. When you're looking at something that brings you fear, source is saying, it's not like that. When you're looking at something that makes you feel hate, the source within you is saying, it's not like that. It's not anything close to even being a little bit like that. You've trained yourself out of range. Now, train yourself back into range. So, now what? We see you're still reaching for more, you greedy little buggers. That is a good thing. Begin right here. Stand if you think it's you. Yes.
Hi. So, over the past couple of years, I've used my understanding of these ideas to be very deliberate in creating some things that I very much wanted, without a doubt.
Good.
And
it's nice to be able to see the exact correlation between your thoughts and feelings and manifestations. That's really a confidence-building exercise, isn't it?
Yes.
It's fun to look at indicators. And we want to say to you, it's as fun, well, not as fun for you, but it's as fun for us. It's as fun, no matter whether the indicator is something wanted or not wanted, to notice that correlation.
Yeah, it is.
Esther will say, I did that, if it's something she really wants. And if it's something she doesn't want so much, she'll say, I did that. It's really good to know you did it. Yes.
So this has all made my stream move so fast, and I haven't been able to keep up with it relative to these particular things that I created. I stepped into them, and it's produced so much more contrast, and it's culminated in particular in the last 3 months that have been probably the most difficult 3 months that I've gone through in conscious memory.
Well, when you're a car that's going 100 miles an hour and hits a tree is a bigger problem than a car that's going 5 miles an hour and hits a tree. So what we're talking about, in fact, Esther has been making notes as we've been streaming the next book that is coming, that is actually 3 book contracts out, but it is the next book that is coming. And it is about managing the contrast. It is about learning to manage the gap between your habit of thoughts and where the contrast has led you in terms of your expansion. And so when you ask for big things and you're not up to speed with them, it feels more traumatic. It's not more traumatic. In other words, we would like you to